I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Back in my high school days, I wanted to read a novel by Australian author Shirley Hazzard titled The Transit of Venus. I was in a period of reading a great deal about astronomy, and this seemed like a natural connection. When I found out Hazzard's novel had little to do with astronomy, I ditched it. But the curiosity lived on and on. In a recent trip to an independent bookstore, I found a pile of copies. I was finally able to cure my longing for this work. I'm glad I persisted. According to the author's note in the paperback, Shirley was born in Australia. She has written 8 books, 5 works of fiction, and 3 works of nonfiction. Many of her stories have been published in The New Yorker, and she has received, among other recognitions, first prize in the O. Henry Short Story Award competition. She died in 2016. The Transit of Venus is the story of two sisters, Grace and Cara, who decide to leave Australia and make their way to the UK. The sisters are immediately on the hunt for husbands. Grace marries and lives an exemplary life as a faithful and dedicated wife. Cara seems unable to make up her mind and has a few affairs. She meets Ted Tice, who immediately falls in love with Cara. Hazzard wrote, "An hour had already passed of the day they were to spend together. Ted Tice was glad of each additional mile, which would at least, at last, have to be retraced. Every red and noticeable farmhouse, every church or sharp right turn, was a guarantee of his time with her." He said, "Are you thinking how tame it is, all this?" He meant the floral English summer, but could not have been understood otherwise. In fact, he was not bold enough to touch her, but made his gesture to her head. "What are you thinking?" Cara had been watching out the window and turned the same look of general landscape curiosity on him. This man was no more to her than a callow ginger presence in a cable-stitched cardigan. The country bus lurched over an unsprung road. The girl thought that one would read that he and she were flung against each other, and how that was impossible. "We can only be flung against each other if we want to be." Cara seems bored with the young man, but he will do until something better comes along. The girl's mother, Dora, was a difficult woman, and part of her desire to leave for the UK was an attempt to get away from her. Hazzard wrote, "Dora was 22 and had dark, sloping eyes and, despite an addiction to boiled sweets, perfect little teeth. Cara wondered when Dora would be old enough for tranquility. Old people were serene. You simply had to be serene, for instance, at 70. Even Dora must be, if they could only wait." This interesting story won Shirley Hazzard a National Book Critics Circle Award for fiction. The Transit of Venus reminds me of some of George Eliot's fiction, especially The Mill on the Floss and Middlemarch. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.